A long, long time from now, humans have traveled stars, visited many horizons before isolating themselves. In fear, they banded together and worshipped icons to save themselves from the dark between the stars. They made peace. They made war. They made stories. Come and listen to one of them in the Dr. Kitab, 1001 Coriolis Nights.
The Earth is dying. In a last effort to save humanity, two large ships were created to let us explore the galaxy and find a new home. These two spacecrafts were called the Zenith and the Nadir. These vessels were large enough to support life for centuries. And they did. Somewhere along the way, the Nadir disappeared, never to be heard of again. After a number of centuries pass, the Zenith reaches its destination of the star system Qua. But things aren't as planned. The planets in the solar system have already been inhabited by humans. Shortly after the two Ark ships left Earth, scientists discovered ancient technology in space. No one knows who created it, but they were soon referred to as the Portal Builders. These portals allowed humans to travel to distant horizons and expand. The first horizon, or a group of solar systems like a galaxy but not as big, was good for the people, but not all. Not everyone believes in the same ideology, so when a second horizon appeared, many jumped at the chance to make their own way. The same happened when the third horizon was found. Travel from horizon to horizon became common to trade and give goods, but soon came a time where the people of the first horizon decided it needed to reclaim its lost followers. Obviously, this did not sit well, and soon, the Portal Wars began. Horizon's bloodshed was plentiful. Some brave people among the Third Horizon decided to sacrifice their lives, and potentially everything, to stop the bloodshed. Portal connections to the first two horizons were severed. All ties, all trades, all goods, all people separated from the Third Horizon. Much despair and recession took place as they tried to make do with what they had. It is then that the people found comfort, not in each other, but in nine icons. They know them to be fact, as they control, connect, and possess everything with life around them. Celebrations are held, offerings, prayers, and more to keep their everyday life safe. For where there is light, there is dark. Much fear grew for the dark between the stars, since the blackness could take them whole. But their icons, the messenger, the dancer, the gambler, the deckhand, the merchant, the judge, the traveler, the lady of tears, and the faceless one will keep them safe whether they are in a fight or simply traveling through a portal. Many decades passed, and after the Zenith arrived at the third planet from the star Qua, a mutiny occurred. The ship's captain and his family were exiled to the jungle planet below. There, the Quasar family took residence in the monolith, a 4-kilometer-tall structure of unknown origin. Not being afraid of culture, they took residence inside, and as 60 years passed, a booming city surrounded and inhabited the monolith. But the people of the Zenith didn't rest. They repurposed the ship into a space station they call Coriolis. Showing good gestures, they sent out word to everyone in the Third Horizon to come and be heard. No prejudice on whether they were first come, being descendants of the Third Horizon, or Zenathian, born on the Zenith, since the former were more culture or religious focused, and the latter were more progressive and less focused on religion. All were welcome. They soon formed the Council of Factions, 10 factions to meet and consult about matters. The Zenathian factions were the Consortium, the Free League, the Legion, the Syndicate, the Zenathian Hegemony, the First Come Factions, Alam's Temple, the Draconites, the Church of the Icons, the Order of the Pariah, the Nomad Federation. All had a place, but all with different ideas. Soon after, things began to appear, starting with faint sensor echoes from the depths of the gas giant Xena. Finally, something emerged, specters from another world. Showing no signs of danger, 5 appeared, one at the monitoring station of the gas giant, 3 flew off into the horizon, and the last one went straight to the Council on Coriolis to demand a seat, and got one. Naming itself the Emissary, this Emissary even claimed itself to be an incarnation of the Icon Judge. This caused outrage in the Order of Pariah, with cries of sacrilege. This caused them to close their home system to all travel. These emissaries were not the only thing to arrive. People started to change. Minds twisted and rampant madness appeared. The worst began as well. Mystic powers began to manifest in people. From beggars to princes, all have potential to awaken with Mystic's disease, or the blight. Metacurgs try to explain the phenom as mind meme, or sickness, or evil curse from the dark between the stars. Those with Mystic powers are being hunted and killed. People even risk their lives by keeping quiet if they come down with the illness, for fear of their lives will be put in mortal danger. An agent team consisting of a preacher and a scientist have been tasked by the Council of Factions to do a job. This is Coriolis.
We open on Coriolis. It's a space station, obviously. We're on the promenade.
Promenade, which is?
It's French. A busy spaceport marketplace. There's beggars, business stalls all around, and it's very cramped with lots of hustle and bustle, so there's people everywhere. Along the sides of the promenade are makeshift rooms. You can see that it was formerly a giant spaceship, and now they've made the ship into a warehouse full of small businesses. So, there's a bunch of new rooms on the side. Lights shine up on them instead of having, for signs. Lights shine on the wall. And you can see different painted signs along the board. One with getting little patronage, people are just passing by, is called Drinks Between Stars. It's a normal looking bar. It's got a place for drinks. There's a bar in the background, a bunch of tables and chairs. Towards the entrance are a bunch of more so makeshift tables. This place is not foreign to fights, so they use all the crummy tables towards the front door. In the back is a bunch of private rooms. And they're a little bit nicer. Bigger. They have room for six people to sit nicely around. And that is where you guys are. A large display up against the back wall shows a shadowy image floating on it. Both of you have been chosen by unknown members of the council to investigate appearance of mystic powers. So a distorted voice comes over the screen.
Thank you for joining me. The frequent rise in mystic powers is alarming, and we need to know more. Is this a sign of something greater? Are the icons reaching out to us? Is something out there affecting First Commons and Athian? And are we just now seeing the results? Whatever is the case, inquiring minds of the Council of Factions need to know. In the same mindset, some of our recent plans have leaked out and have been taken advantage of. An ambassador of the Church of the Icons was recently assassinated. We don't know why, we don't know who, but this leads us to want to be discreet as possible. Please, with haste, find out all that you can about this growing phenomenon. There was a recent outcry of a young girl seen moving an object off a windowsill and into her hands without touching it. The local authorities have already questioned the owners of Magnolia Bakes, a bakery, but that is the most recent incident that has been documented. Might be a good place to start. This happened on the planet of Qua, near the conglomerate at the base of the monolith. It shouldn't be too hard to find. I've prepared a ship for you called the Ransom. You can find it in Hangar 01. It should be ready to go by the time you arrive. Any questions?
Let's see. So, Kamar,
yes, would you like to briefly say your name and who you are?
Yeah, I think that's okay. So, out of character. Character is Kamar Niazi. I don't know exactly how she got invited to this, but in essence, She is from the planet of Lubao, which is in the Kua system. So Lubao is one of those planets that's tilted on its side, so one side always faces the sun, the other side always faces the dark. So it's a big refinery planet. And her clan is one of the clans that runs this massive cooperative refinery. The people on Lubao are extremely religious, and so she was one of the magistrates that kept the law within her clan that ran this refinery. She had an experience about a decade back that brought her into contact with something that she cannot forget, essentially a contact with something in the dark, and that brought her into the actual priesthood itself. And so since then, while she has still been able to work as a sharif, which is the name of the magistrate, that's the title of what they call them, she's been working kind of on the religious side of things instead. So I'm assuming it's because of her encounter with this darkness is perhaps one of the reasons why she was called here. And that's actually her personal problem. I chose possessed by something from the dark, from the traveler. So she's had this experience. So even though... So Kumar looks like your standard kind of first come, kind of dressed in kind of very voluminous clothing, all that sort of stuff. Very well embroidered, but still black, the color of preachers. And even though she looks normally very... She looks almost very dignified in a way, but something in her eyes, you can tell that it's a little off. They're a little mad, basically. So... Something flashes in the dark, the darkness inside of them. But she has been listening to this speech, attending it, with the normal respect that she would give it, that she would from anyone from her clan, basically. And so she first says, may we have the honor of knowing what. Our work here may be used for.
Well, we're afraid these mystic powers are not safe. They usually stem from the illness, so we want to make sure that it is not from the dark between stars.
With that, Kumar relaxes imperceptibly, and she says... thank you then, gracious sir. That's all I needed to know, because I would not wish for these heretical powers to be exploited.
Okay. I guess out of character. My character, Zhal Akwa, is a humanite from the planet of Algol, which is kind of a planet under rebellion, constant fighting. So ever since a young age, Jal grew up around fighting and war. As he grew up, he became very accustomed to conflict, death, and all that brings. But as he got older, his interest in science and technology and his intellect kept growing, and he kind of used that abilities on the battlefield sometimes as kind of a medic, kind of more of a observer or scout, but also having to deal his own dealing with combat when he must. Once I was able to escape Al Ghul, or Zhal found his way to a more formal academy for education, kind of actually got more formal education. But I mean, that was like a decade ago at this point. But since then, he's kind of been honing his intellect as a scientist, but also still using his experience with war and conflict to deal with more crude tasks when they arise for the right price. Money always seems to be an issue.
A mercenary scientist. Interesting.
So yeah, and then appearance-wise, I guess. Mid-30s for age, Fit body, one would not, I guess, think scientist by the initial appearance. His eyes, more ever observing eyes, nothing dark hidden behind them, really. And just kind of a typical attire, a dark blue, almost black kurta. Would just normal-looking pants, nothing extravagant, nothing to stand out. More to blend in, if anything. So
fascinating. What type of humanite?
Zinger.
Is that the resistant one?
Resistant one.
Okay.
But you don't know that.
Yep.
And I have no questions at the time. No further questions.
All right.
Out of character, is there a reason that we were called here, or like, what was the?
I mean,
I guess it's just like where we. Was this short notice or long term notice? I guess is really just what I need to know.
Short notice.
Okay. All right. So it's like recently disrupted.
You when he mentioned the death of the ambassador, you were aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you heard of it, you got called.
Okay.
So
from where? From Al Ghul and Lubao.
Yes.
I mean, I was off Al Ghul already.
But, I mean, from wherever you were.
Yeah.
Wherever you want to reside.
Yeah.
But like it, you heard about that, and then you got a call
from the council.
Yes, from this.
Okay, what was the motivation? I guess behind it's kind of a similar question. Was it more for me financially?
Yeah, were we offered money or what?
Is this like a financial thing? Is this more
yes?
Like
you guys
you have to do this, or
you each were offered like say 100,000.
Lots of money. I assume.
I could use
but some. Only upon completion of the mission.
Yes. Yes, you. It was. I feel like 100,000 is a good amount to capture your guys' interest.
Yeah, no, I'm fascinated.
Okay,
by that.
I just curious. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, rich family, but
well,
it's important to bring money back to the family.
It was 100,000, but as long as you were discreet about it.
Okay, that's legit.
So they don't want you to be like, "Hey, look, what am I doing?"
Nope. That works for me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess one question before we head out. Is there anything else you want us to look for on our mission besides these mysticisms?
Since you're working for the Council of Factions, it's always good to keep an eye open for suspicious activity. But report to us about that. Your main objective is discovering the source of mystic powers.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll get started then.
Indeed, this is a mission of utmost priority in order to keep us and all the souls around us cleansed.
Right.
Phil? The screen turns off.
Okay, so I look at my seatmate, who I've never met before, never seen before at all, and simply greet him in the semi-elaborate way that those who are born privileged do. May I ask what clan you're from?
Clan?
May I ask when? Yeah.
Do it. I guess out of character. Do we have? Is the clan the?
You mean a faction?
No, not a faction. Like I'm okay. Like I get this is just an in character thing. I'm just from a very large clan, and
so
I'm just used to interacting with people on a clan by clan basis.
Do I have a clan?
Do you want to have a clan?
You don't have to. It's just
okay. This like, wasn't sure if there was.
I mean, it's
not mechanical things.
Yeah, it's different cultural backgrounds from different planets, and
okay.
So I'm from a planet where it's just there's, first come really into clans too.
Okay.
So. Zenithian's not so much, but I don't think we can tell Zenithian at first come on site. So.
Yeah. Zenathians and first comes, they don't look anything different.
Yeah, they look different.
It's just more so by just actions, but a lot of first comes try to pretend that they're Zenathians. So it's kind of like some people think it's a hot new thing, but.
Ha! Who'd want to do that?
Yes. You guys are in the marketplace in the core, which is the ring. It's the big open. Yep.
Okay.
So just to give you, we're not going to do a whole lot of map finding, but just if you want to know, that is where you found this tavern. So if you're ever someplace else, you're like, we want to go back to this tavern. Okay. You have to go to the marketplace and you'll find it.
Sure.
And it's not going to be hard to find because the marketplace has a bunch of goods and taverns and it's a marketplace.
How do you say how old you're roughly?
I'm going to say, I mean...
Are you an 30s? Old lady?
Okay. Like, yeah, like not young, but not old.
Okay, so we're both
you've seen
30s.
Things, but yeah. You can still do things about it.
A little bit, like, well, maybe, yeah, just like a little bit of dark hair at most. Like one or two gray hairs at most, I'm assuming.
Is there something
that, but that's probably more from the experience that she had that is not to be talked about.
I have no gray hairs.
Well, are you bald?
No, short hair. Okay. Short black hair.
All right. So.
Yep.
Screen's off. You guys are...
And where'd they say the ship was again?
Hangar 01.
Hangar 01.
Not 01. Letter 01.
Letter 01. Good to know.
Okay.
Happy Venture becomes us just figuring out the difference between 01 and 01.
Okay. I'll make sure. Oh, that little itch.
So yeah, as Kamar says, you know, and what clan may you be from?
I have no clan.
Oh, she kind of... Oh, okay. I see. Then what planet do you hail from?
I hail from Al Ghul.
Oh. I don't know much about Al Ghul. Isn't there like a Shrine of the Icons there? Something like that?
The Lotus, I think, is there.
Maybe.
Nothing I'm familiar with. That did not pique my interest.
Are you both? No, yours and are you Zanathian?
I'm first come. He's
Zanathian is the
from the ship.
Yes. Whichever is the lesser.
I mean, you could still be first come and
whatever is more common for the humanites. It was
probably Zanathian.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm Zanathian.
I'm highly certain you're Zanathian.
I'm pretty.
I thought we were opposite in every
I'm
way,
pretty sure
which
I'm
was Zanathian. Yeah, yeah. Zanathian scientist and first come creature.
That part is more so just...
Cultural, yeah. Zanathian is basically your standard Western civilization person.
Yeah. Are you East Coast or West Coast? Life.
I mean, first come... It's more like immigrant family versus like third generation.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of how I see it, which is ironic since the first come have been there longer.
But also, like, the Zanathians haven't been there, so they're not as attached to the icons.
That's also the thing. So, let's see. I suppose you're also called on this mission because of your experience with the things between?
I guess more of an interest than anything. Not too much personal experience, but...
An interest?
Yeah. Be something new to study, something new to discover.
Oh, and here I thought you might have been a priest of the...
I would never be such a fool.
Is that so? Do we even introduce our name? Let's assume we know each other's names.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, the voice said, like, oh.
Joel, Kamar, glad you're here.
Yes. Kamar gets pretty stiff, and he's like, oh, I see then.
Well, should we go try to find... this Hangar 01, or do you have anywhere new to stop on the way?
Thankfully, I had the time to already... what was it called? The Church of the Icons?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the ambassador who got killed from Church of Icons.
Yes, but the Church of the Icons is the one that's... The building that's here, right? There's a huge... It's a religious temple in the station.
Yes.
That's called something.
The Dome of the Icons?
Yes. Okay.
Dome.
Yes. Regretfully, I will have to take my time to go to the Dome of the Icons later. It's important for... after all, it's important for anyone to be able to undertake the pilgrimage, don't you think?
Yeah. Whatever you say.
All right. I go with him to find the hangar.
All right. Are you guys going to go shopping?
Well, I was going to...
Sorry. Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay, so let's... So I guess we get into a talk.
Yeah.
Kamar turns the topic to more practical matters, specifically what might be necessary to take with us on this... mission. No, that's just kind of setting, basically. It's like, well, thankfully, I already have, I have most of my supplies, either here or at the, caravanserai I was staying at. But I admit, if this is to be council business, perhaps I should pick up, some armament myself. I had some, at home, but unfortunately it was my clan's property, so I should possibly buy some myself.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Yeah, I have all my scientific equipment on me, but yeah, I've seemed to have misplaced some of my combative items and I'd have lost some of my money.
Is that so?
So yeah, let's go see what we can find in our price range anyway.
Alright, so we're in the marketplace. I assume that's a great place to find weapon shops.
Yes. You come across Zitan's Bang.
Zitan's Bang?
Yeah.
Bang.
Zitane.
Is that a familiar, is that like a cultural thing or is that just a name?
That it's like, it's a decently common name.
Okay, cool. So it's like, not some alternative name of a friggin' icon or something.
No.
Like
you go there and like, you're like, oh look, it, Bang, maybe this is Zitan's. Zitan owns this weapon shop.
Of course not. I asked one of the street urchins if that's the case. This is a weapon shop. So, okay.
And roll your wits.
Can I have some dice?
Wait, you didn't bring dice?
I should have. Sorry, I thought there'd be some here.
That's why I bought you.
I will bring them next time.
Here.
I realized that, and I was like, oh, I can bring these dice. And I was like, wait, Adam's going to have dice.
Straight
like,
oh, wits or observation.
Oh, here's one more.
Observation?
No, you can take.
Can I just take half of these, and you can...
I have plenty of dice.
Okay, thank you.
And you guys will be rolling more dice than I will.
We're rolling wits.
Just straight
observation? Just Kamar.
Oh.
Because Kamar talked to a street urchin.
I did.
Nice. So, what's your wits?
My wits is 3.
So, roll 3 dice.
I will roll 3 dice. Two sixes.
Wow.
2 sixes?
That was a really good roll.
A five doesn't matter.
The street urchin was very helpful, but you were able to catch them trying to pick your pocket.
Oh.
They thought you were an easy mark.
Oh, I snatched their wrist, and I said... So wait, but they told me where the weapon shop was, right?
Yes.
So I just snatched their wrist, and I just, like... haul them along with me. I'm like, after we go to this shop, I'm taking you to the law. The law,
like, please, please, miss, don't. I promise. I didn't mean. I just.
How old is
we're talking about like 13.
They're young. So.
Yeah,
basically.
I'm gonna follow behind and just kind of watch this scene.
Wow. It's like,
well,
that does
just keeping an eye.
All right. Well, that doesn't matter. It's. Rather than that, shouldn't you be trying to... actually, I don't really know what street urchins do to improve themselves. But still, instead of thieving, you should be at the temple instead.
Yes, right away. I promise I'll go right there. I'll go right there. Just... Don't... Just let me go.
I will, after I see you to the temple. But we're going to the shop first. Unless there's a temple nearby.
There is not a temple nearby.
All right, well, sucks to be
here. Do we really have time for this?
Is that what you say?
I think they learned their lesson.
I look at the kid. Do they look penitent?
He looks kind of like really, really worried and like freaking out.
Alright, well, I forget which icon it is. Which one's the one? Oh yeah, the Judgment, right? Are you the Judgment or the Faceless one?
I'm Faceless, man.
Okay, so Judgment was the other one, right?
The Judge.
The Judge. Okay, cool. Well then, she lets go and she says, straight to the temple, in penitence to the Judgment for you.
Right away. Kid right. Runs off.
Great. So we go to the weapon shop.
I shake my hand, like, shake my head, just, whatever. They were thinking, like, kind of, like, foolish.
Think that, huh?
I do think that.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But we just go to the weapon shop?
Yeah, you're at the weapon shop.
All right, cool. Does anyone come out, or if not, I just start...
I mean, like, it's... Not a stall, you actually, it's like a building, so you go in. There's a couple of people browsing.
Well, I know, would you happen to have an experience with armament, Joel?
I do. I've been around some fighting in my time.
Same here.
But I don't think we want to draw too much attention to ourselves at the present, so...
I admit I have no experience with higher caliber weapons myself, so these are more my style. She points to kind of the selection of pistols available, essentially, kind of looking through the different options. Eventually, she kind of settles on the accelerator pistol. She's one of the accelerator pistol models. She's kind of like, oh, I've always wished to use one of these. Unfortunately, the coffers of the clan never really had enough money to outfit everyone with one.
Oh yeah, they're decent weapons, I'd say.
Have you had a chance to use an accelerator weapon yourself?
I've used a variety.
Oh, I see. Which type would you recommend?
I mean, I don't think we could go wrong with that. I pull out... I'm assuming people kind of have, like, personal... Not, like, a smartphone, but, like, some way to, like, check personal information somehow.
If you have a computer.
A tabula.
Well, not a computer, but, I mean...
You don't have an iPhone.
I think the tabula is the closest thing.
Yes.
Okay.
So...
I look at the... Whatever the price marking
is. Do you
is
have a tabula?
No. I'm looking at the price of the weapon. Be like... And it's 700?
Yeah, it's 700. Whatever. Burr? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Burr. Okay.
Yeah, burr.
I look at the price and be like... look of concern.
Look of concern.
Slight look of concern, like, shit.
I guess I can sense your look of concern.
So, yeah, I mean, I think if you got two of these, that'd be great.
Is that so?
Yeah, I mean, I'd gladly buy one myself, but, yeah, some... I seem to have lost most of my funds recently.
Is that really a lie? I'm just trying to figure out if I could tell if you were, like, trying to mess with me or not.
I mean, it's not a lie.
I mean, you could roll your wits.
No, I mean, I'd roll manipulation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you want, go ahead.
Rolling manipulation against you, she would cause you stress.
Not always.
If she succeeds. What?
Not always. I can choose to cause stress.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, I don't think I can. I don't think I damage someone every time I try to persuade them.
And then I can punch her in the face?
If she succeeds and you do not agree with it.
Great. That's only if I'm trying to persuade you, but I can also use manipulate just to tell if people are lying to me.
Okay. More for proceeding.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't know.
Well, if that's the case,
He draws a new person to you so you can't fully read him.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm hurt at you. Wait, but I can use my reputation too, right? Isn't manipulate also based off of the difference in reputation?
I can feel you trying to read me. And I have.
I mean, it's not like psionic, but yeah, basically.
Just like this fool.
I give you a studying look that is trying to attempt if you're lying to me or not. Due to her slowly bleeding. Okay, how does reputation work? I'm at leverage, but I don't have any leverage.
Not on me. Hey, if you want, I'll try to go pay.
Your reputation score and that of your opponent is affected by your manipulation roll. If yours is higher, I get plus one for every step I outrank your opponent. What's your reputation?
Hey.
What? Oh, so I get 5 more dice. I'm just... This is mostly to remember. I don't... Wow.
Yeah. Try to read this.
That's hilarious. I find you a very stoic man. 11 dice, and I don't. 13.
That's 13 dice.
13 dice. Wow.
Can't read this face.
That's hilarious. So,
you know what? I get a darkness point for you failing on 13 dice.
I'd allow it. That's really bad. But...
What are the odds of that?
Really annoying. I think really? It's like... 20-10%, give or take. So,
anyway, shit ton of sixes.
I know, but that's besides the point.
There's like 7 in that roll.
But anyways, so you said that you recently lost funds, right?
Yeah.
And she gives you kind of a studying look for a second, and then Kamar basically says, "Oh, if that's the case, then as future, we will be working together closely in the future, then." Allow me to please front you some of the money that we need to make sure we do the council's bidding correctly.
Hmm. That sounds good. Do they have armor at the shop as well? Is this like an all-inclusive?
Nothing over the top of what you
protective
guys...
clothing.
Do they have discreet protective clothing?
Yes.
Great. And she also kind of looks over in that section. She says, "I believe, while I hope there would be no violence, it would perhaps be discreet of us to also buy some of those units as well." And she kind of points to the stuff that you can hide underneath your clothes, basically.
Yes,
she calls the man over and basically requests both of those items to be purchased.
Sure, I'll get you this.
Clearly
stuff.
Expecting the, you know, have the red carpet run out and everything.
Plops it on the table.
Okay.
Like,
do we have to get fitted?
No. Mm-hmm. It's that type of place where they're just like, here you go.
It's a really ruffian-ish place, huh?
Yep.
Okay, so that was 2,700, so I now have 2,300
sure?
left.
You sure it wasn't 3,400?
It may have been 3,400. If that's the case, then I have 1,600 left.
You're almost as broke as I am.
I'm not. Nearly as broke as you are. I still have three times as much money as you do. But now we have an accelerator pistol.
Hey, the man's wealth is not...
Of course, the man does not carry his wealth. Keeps it in his mind and his spirit.
In his mind, yes. I will agree to that.
Armor. Personal.
Are the hangers on this one?
I bet there's tons of them, just all over
the
place.
Yeah, it's a big space station that can hold... Yeah.
Okay. So, do you know where this hangar is, Kamar?
I'm unfamiliar with Coriolis, despite being born in the same system. I tend to stay away from this place.
Shopkeep, where can we find a hangar 01?
It's probably down a couple buildings into hangar right, and you'll find an elevator. Take you down to the hangar. Somebody down there can show you the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, no problem. Come back with your business.
I'll come back with someone else's business. No worries.
Kamar is a little... she's just slightly visibly shocked by the weapon shop owner's statitude. Not anything much more than just someone who's unused to that level of informality.
Yes. He recognizes your...
Oh, well, I thank you for the quick service, sir.
He just nods and then goes off to, like, doing what he was doing before you disturbed him. Mm-hmm. Taking care of his shop.
Indeed. Anything else you need to pick up before we head to our ship?
We can stop by my rooms on the way there. They should be on the way there if what he said is correct.
Okay. I mean, I guess I'll swing by and grab whatever I did.
So you're going to your room?
Yep, just the caravans area. I just got some...
Storage area?
Yeah. I assume I got some stuff there. Pretty standard trader's inn sort of place.
All right. You make your way there, you get your stuff. Nothing interferes.
Good to know. Oh man, the crits on this only is one. Awesome.
So are all these levels kind of the same? Like, there's street urchins everywhere? Or is it...
I assume when we get out of the market.
Yeah, this is the marketplace, and people are walking around with money.
It's like your souk. What do they call them? How do they pronounce that? Souk?
I think that's a good pronunciation.
S-O-U-K? Yeah. It's like one of those, you know, people calling out at you. It's kind of the heavy spices of the meals, all that sort of stuff. Overcrowded space station.
Yep.
All right. Okay, so as we walk to the room, or to the rooms... So, used to dealing with pickpockets there? Come
on. Well, I'd say that certainly my clan's holdings did not have the same level, but that is, I'm not unused to handling pickpockets, considering that is my profession. I'm one of the clan magistrates, making sure, upholding our law in our holdings.
Law. Let's see.
You do?
Oh. No.
She raises an eyebrow.
I see much.
All right.
I pick up my stuff from the caravansary, and I assume we just... Yeah.
grab my
move to smaller topics as we get to the ship.
So, a little ways down after you left your building, your caravan area.
Oh, wait, can we find a side job here to, you know, something really quick, right? Just maybe kill someone?
You can be... You're welcome to try to be discreet.
I'm doing a callback, too.
I'm sorry.
He wants to pick up another job.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's a quick job, right? We just take out some people from a hangar.
I mean, I think I know a friend in this port.
Yeah, you could. You could use your one is per
that,
session...
Is that one per session or one per
session? Session? One per session.
Okay, it's not...
Let's save
it's
that,
a group thing.
Yeah. It's a group thing, yeah. We can decide on that later.
Yeah.
No need to do that.
I was just sure if it was one per area.
Nope. One per session, and only one person gets to activate it.
Yeah.
So we'll have to make that decision later. But yeah,
too bad I have no friends in this spaceport.
That we need right now. So, as you left your caravan area, you, among the other chatter, you hear a beggar crying out, and the beggar sees Kamar's clothing and comes up to you. And it says, are you a priest?
Sorry. I was looking for a list of the icons. Yes.
Oh, thank the icons. Are you able to? I have a very sick child.
Oh, I see. Do you need a blessing?
I don't know what I need, but he's
maybe you need science.
He kind of looks at you a little strange.
Proper spiritual health matches the physical, Joel.
Yeah, whatever you say there, buddy.
I don't know who to turn to, and do you deal with confidentiality?
Of course.
I think my child's coming down mystic illness.
Well, mystic illness? I look at Joel.
Well, then, we can always go study this child. And...
Well, certainly we can advise you without any cost, sir. And perhaps we can... Some solution for you.
I just picked up my med kit, so...
What?
Said I just grabbed my med kit.
We're
so
now all over encumbered. So we walked to this guy's house.
It's not too far, because...
He's a beggar.
Well, he was acting like... He looks... So, they go...
Does he look like a beggar?
A little bit. I mean, about the same as most other people who've been there for a while.
I assume he just looks poor.
Yeah. Okay. That's the better way to put it. Poor. All right. So, he takes you to a small shack nearby, and inside there's no one in there, but there's a child laying on a cot.
He
says, there's my child. Please, can you do anything?
Of course.
The child is lightly breathing, or very faintly breathing, I should say.
Do you have Medicare?
Yeah.
Good.
Of course.
That's nice to know.
Well, Kamar quickly assesses the situation, of course, just goes over to the child, and kneels before her, and first just simply examines her.
I'm also examining in a more scientific way.
Is that going to be the common thread?
I'm examining, to be honest, I don't have, the most... There's not, a skill for priestly... There's not, a skill for priestly knowledge, but essentially, kind of your usual, I don't know what you call it, folk medicine and kind of stuff, I guess? Just kind of stuff that...
Like incense burners and...
She has the supplies, but just, is sure maybe breathing and stuff like that, but, does it look like her humors have been engorged in such a way that perhaps...
I have a diagnostic unit, too, but...
That may say something about spirits inside or something like that. Is she muttering words, for example? She's completely still, nothing on the lips?
Yes, it's...
Is she shaking?
Oh, wait, there's a list of thingamajigs, right?
At this point, I'm more observing how Kamar is dealing with this than the actual child for the moment, because I'm curious. My curiosity is to see how...
I am a priest. So
how
I
a priest things. Will deal with...
So does she talk?
...such things.
No.
Okay, she doesn't. So, of course, the most easiest way to figure out if there's some concern... is to start reciting the Holy Scriptures to make sure if there's any resistance to possession. Mm-hmm. And so Kamar starts doing just that. She starts reciting a...
I start to roll my eyes right away.
She starts, reciting one of the holy scriptures to see if the child has an adverse effect at all to that.
Nothing.
Nothing at all, really. Yeah. Wow. Has she complained of any aches or pains? It was good. Sir, I'm sorry, I did not get your name.
My name is Fadim.
Fadim. Fadim. Okay.
Fadim. Yeah.
If it's an A, it's probably Fadim, yeah. F-A-D-A.
F-A-D-M-A.
F-A-D-M-A?
Yeah.
Fadma. Okay.
Fadma.
It's like Padma.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Fadma. Fadma, did she ever complain of any aches, perhaps?
No, it's just the couple of days ago, she just fell silent like this. I've never seen anything like this. I figured it must be the mystic illness.
No changes in personality? Nothing?
Well, she's just lying there.
Well,
she has not spoke.
She just lays there.
I see.
I don't.
Does she have a fever? Did she have a fever? I guess we'll come our checks for a fever.
A little bit of warm, but nothing really feverish.
Fascinating. Well, she responds to the Holy Scriptures well.
Oh, well, that's good. I couldn't afford the priest in this area to take her there to see if they could help. So I'm glad I found you, and such a nice and generous one, and very holy, one with the icons, I can tell.
Oh, you're too kind. We all serve in our own way, Fadma. Please. Is he like sassing me right now? Can I tell if he's like lying or if he's like super earnest?
He's being honest.
That's good.
He's being earnest.
Otherwise, I was gonna throw 13 dice. Literally. But yeah, and so what do you think?
Fadma, would you like a different diagnostic? A true diagnostic?
What do you mean?
I have my medical supplies with me if you want me to run a diagnostics on. See if I can figure out what is making her ill.
But doesn't she have the mystic illness?
She has signs of it, certainly, but I would not want to,
Better be safe than sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to use my diagnostic unit in my med kit. So I'm assuming that's Metacurgy. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay, let's diagnose this.
Diagnose the fuck out of it. Whew. Wow. Wait for it.
What? I got a 6.
Alright, so if you get 1 or 2 sixes, you get limited success. And if you get 3 or more sixes, you get critical success. And if you get a failure, bad stuff happens.
I got all evens.
So you got 1 success.
I got a straight.
You can tell... you're not quite sure what it is, but... from your scientific efforts, you feel like you've seen this before and it has nothing to do with mystic illness.
Okay.
Just kind of like some kind of weird space flu that you're not sure what it is because...
Do I think it's a fatal illness or something that'll pass in time?
I think you suggest it could... You think it could be fatal, but you're not sure.
For M doses, that, I guess first aid, or what are they called? They're called first aid in soldier slang, it says.
I mean, there's M doses and there's first aid. Those are two different things.
Mm-hmm. Then what's first aid?
First aid kits are more broad.
So M dose.
Stabilizing wounds, treating poison, diseases. So MDOS is more of that, first aid is more so, hey, you're about to die. No, you're not anymore.
Okay, I'll go to, Fad, maybe like, sir, I'm pretty certain I've seen this before in my travels. This is no, mystic illness. This is, some sort of flu virus that passes through. Unfortunately, I can't say for certain if it will be fatal or not to your daughter. Do you have any way of getting medical treatment for her?
Hey, I mean, I could probably
do something, but are you sure it's not mystic illness? Because I would hate to take it to a Metacurg and have just lose my daughter.
Would the Sanitarians not be able to take her in?
I could try that. I feel like they would... Well, they're both... Do you think that would be best?
Well, while I am curious about the diagnosis, since after all isn't mystic illness also an illness itself, this does sound like it is worrisome whether it is mystic or not. If that's the case, it perhaps would be useful to go to the Sanitarians if they do have the space. But I also would be happy to say a quick blessing over your daughter, just to make sure things are okay for the next few days at least.
I would like that.
Oh, thank you. So I'd just like to point something out, though, is that Kamara's faith, from being from Lubao, is different. So, like, the planet's really religious, but it mentions that their faith is... They interpret the icons slightly differently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just that, like, they see the icons through this idea of fire and weather and the sun.
Okay.
So, like, it's still the same things, but there are different words. So just know that when she does the ceremonies, she's not doing, like, a straight church of the icon sort of ceremony. She's doing like a planet specific ceremony.
So
which I don't know.
It would cause.
I don't know how people would react. Well, I don't know if.
I mean,
people would care. I don't know if like he would care, like Phadma would care.
It would depend on how close they were with icons.
Yeah, if they're like super Church of Iconists, then like, yeah, sure. Yeah. But like, yeah. So like, she does have a different. She has a planetary specific faith. It's not galaxy wide, so to speak. So, like, when she does it, so she does the ceremony, she kneels down and begins kind of the sing-songy ceremony to the appropriate icon, which is a really good question, actually. The deckhand, maybe? Let's do the deckhand. Which, what skill governs, that's probably the best thing, what icon governs Metacurry?
Isn't that wits?
Icons.
Metacurg is wits.
No, what?
But
what
there's a specific icon that there's the list where all the things are associated. I don't know where it is.
Metacurgy is the Lady of Tears. So, there's the Lady of the Tears. And you know, like she, like Kamara, kind of interprets it differently. So probably there's some sort of like maybe desert sacrifice motif going on with the Lady of the Tears, and so she calls it a little different. But it's basically the same thing. So she just kind of kneels down and does a ceremony in that.
He kind of looks around. He's looking at Jahl, and he's kind of like when the sacrifices thing coming up. And
it's like, yeah, Lady of Tears. I don't know. Like they only gave the renamings for two of the gods for Lubao.
Yeah.
One being the Stone Dragon, one being the Black Dragon. So like the Faceless One, actually, I believe that as the Black Dragon. So, you know. So whatever the Lady of Tears would be, which I assume is, I don't know. Maybe an oasis. So, but anyways.
All right.
Yeah, so she does a very quick kind of 5 minutes sort of ritual.
He looks, when you're done, he looks a little confused. He's thankful, and he's like, I don't have much to give you, but he hands you, like, a little amulet.
A little amulet?
Yeah.
Like, does it look valuable?
It looks kind of dirtied or rusted or just old, but it does look like it used to be shiny. Like a mix between gold and bronze-like color. But it's like the palm of your hand.
I take interest in this a little bit, but
sir, I could never take something so valuable for so easy a service.
Oh please, oh, please! I
couldn't. I'm trying to figure out if he's giving us the MacGuffin.
Give me what?
Nothing.
Accept their gratitude.
She takes it after much protest.
Okay.
Okay, I think it'll be best for us to get on our way. We do have our own issues to deal with. And then I turn back to Phadma and I say, I highly suggest you go to a Metacurg as soon as possible.
And he quietly thanks you. And nods.
You know. Alright, then we head to the ship.
Yep. You get to the hangar. And there you see the ship. It is kind of like a rustic.
The Ransom, you said?
Yes, Ransom.
Is it a hunk of junk, or is this like...
It's seen its flights. The paint is not new, but it's all in one piece. Nothing appears to be...
Sweet.
So it's not a hunk. Yeah, but it's not something brand new. But yeah. it looks Everything's covered. There's
looks
no
durable.
Yeah.
I guess since I have pilot, I probably have a little bit of experience with spaceships, so it's just kind of...
I hope so.
Yep.
I guess as soon as you see a ship, I'd be like, so you have experience flying at all?
I have some, both terrestrial and celestial, certainly. So.
Okay, well.
I would be curious if there are other crew on board, since certainly doing a ship of this size with two will be an interesting exercise for me.
Well, out front you see somebody, like, on a tabula, like, doing, like, looking at it and checking.
I call to them, I say, excuse me, is this the ransom?
Oh, yes. It's a female deckhand. Mm-hmm. You can tell that this person works on ships.
Well, we are here. We were told to come to this ship. My name is Kamar. My colleague is Jewel. And we were told we were expected.
Yeah, your ship's... Yeah, it's ready to go.
That's good. Is there... paperwork that we need to receive from you?
I'm sure the consulate has
the ship that we will?
She starts pressing buttons on her pad and then turns around like, no, everything's signed. It's all on you.
Could you please... And I take out my tabula and get the data transferred, I guess.
She taps it and it works because...
iPhones.
Because
it's the
future.
Anyone else on board?
No, sort of, not really, but yeah.
No.
Physically, no.
So there's an AI.
There is an AI to help you with things, since I heard that there's going to be a small crew.
Of course.
An AI. Interesting. I've never used a ship with such a system.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's... It'll get you where you need to go. There's workstation, service station, a chapel for you, and med and place
to
two.
A chapel is a vital part of the ship. I mean, how else will we protect ourselves from the darkness between?
She's got a point. I've been on a ship. I may not be the most icon focused, but I had said a word or two in order to make those portal jumps just a little bit nicer. And I'm in one piece.
See?
We're all in one piece until we're not.
Proof of the blessings of the icons.
Yeah, so you can see on your tabula that this is how much you own Factal Industries.
What?
Yeah, so they're giving you the ship, but you still need to pay some of it off.
What?
Yeah.